systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Already you failed.
Wow, I fail at this.
Failure.
All right, so this is going to be a little special Saturday episode of the Jam Hole here. A while back before I went on the cruise, a little something happened that's kind of in the same category of things we usually talk about, some brutality. Fucking brutal. And it just so happens, sorry if I'm slurring, I'm a little drunk, a little high, that's fine. Everyone else here is also. Shout out to Black Bush,
Black Bush
Mills.
Nice.
And this is a story that we normally would read on the show, but the kicker is the person in the story is my friend's cousin. So we thought it would be kind of cool to have him come here since he lied to me and said he was busy while we were doing the normal 7 o'clock live show when he was actually listening live from his house by himself. We're going to do it right now, and we're just going to release it tomorrow as a little special Saturday episode. So we would we as the collective Jam Hole would like to take this moment and welcome our salt guy, Ryan, to the studio and my home.
Hello,
please be nice.
Hello, friend.
How are you doing, Ryan?
Black Bush.
Black Bush.
That means good.
I would like to say that that is the first Black Bush I've ever sipped from. took a shot at, if you know what I mean.
No.
All right, so this might be a little scattered. Who cares? It's not a Monday, Wednesday, Friday
it's
show.
It's just an extra. It's like one of our after show
it's
shows.
It's like buy one, get one free without the buy part.
Right.
So if you don't like it,
it's get
go
one
fuck
free,
yourself.
Get another one free.
Exactly. If you don't like it, go fuck yourself. That's it.
Word.
So this one is called. Well, before we get into this, how was your day today? We'll just do it like we do a normal show.
Yeah, right.
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Saturday, August 16th, 2008.
It's not Saturday
yet. If you're keeping
yet.
Track. Well, when this get... Wow. Way to destroy the magic.
That's what I do.
They would have turned this on Saturday, heard that, and been like,
it is Saturday,
August 16th. Well, it's too fucking late now.
We'll just start off.
Negative Ghost Rider.
We'll edit that out.
My name's Matt.
And my name's Brayden.
And thanks so much for listening.
And this is Ryan.
Okay, so how was your day today?
I'm the salt guy.
How was salt today? I ask. This is what I do. I ask questions.
Does it
and
to
then
me
I,
all the time.
Yeah.
And then don't
it's like
ever,
rhetorical that doesn't have anything to do with
you
the statement.
You either don't ever interrupt
you
me.
You say that, but I interrupt you all the time.
All the time. Just don't talk over each other.
And the problem is, you'll ask me a question. It's like, so what do you think? And I'll be like, well, I think. And you're like, oh, and by the way.
Yeah,
and
I'm really I'd bad never. At that.
Don't interrupt me, fucker.
Hey, I'll do what I want. Until you start paying, you will start paying
you
once you
get a
job.
You told me this was a promo for Black Bush. What the fuck?
There's no naked pussy here.
Hey, we're drunk on it.
There
that's
was
a
like
big enough
the cat,
promo.
And that was it.
Yeah.
I got you good, you fucker. So, yeah, I used to be the salt guy where we work, and then our water guy got some shit happen. I'm not even going to get into that. And I'm the water guy now, and you're the salt guy now. And one of the things I hated was after the first, like, two stops, the taste of salt in your mouth. And if you had been, like, puffing herb at all, the cotton mouth on top of the salt, oh, fuck me, dude. It is the worst thing ever. So how was your day today in the salt?
I move 8 to 13,000 pounds of salt every day, and I love every minute of it. That kind of makes me a sadist or a masochist. I'm not quite sure. Somebody tied not really, me to if a you tree enjoy once. It. Yeah, they did. Well, yeah, they ignored the code word. It was red. Red, red! I screamed and nobody fucking cared.
Nice. When you do scream, right. Turn your head a little bit.
Yes.
A little bit.
That's right. Very loud.
We might have broken something.
I maybe. Think
your people's eardrums
whoa,
listening to
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
Listening to it in headphones.
Right.
Fucking,
yeah.
Oh, I love
I'm
it.
I'm the salt
that.
Guy, so really, I mean, you know. It's a
yeah,
lot.
So you move quite a bit. I look at it like getting paid to work out pretty much. Like, yeah. If I end up making yeah. a living doing this show, I will still do that job unless
you know what?
I'm
a little
up.
Bit insane, which I think is what we're going to talk about tonight.
We
because,
probably will.
I, you know, I think, honestly, when I move salt, I imagine the demons of hell themselves is going to come out and attack. And if I were to move salt, I may be prepared. And I'll rip those fucking demon wings to shit, and that'd be nice.
Yes, and then
that
barbecue.
That would be fun, and I could be virtuously angry, and I'm cool with that.
That's cool.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, it. I don't know. I calculated out one day, and between, like, on, say, a Thursday route or a Friday route, I move about 1 to 2 tons of water during those days, like literal tons. You know, 50 pounds a jug. I move two jugs, that's 100. My truck will hold about 60 to 80.
When I started this job, I was 320 pounds.
Yeah.
I weigh 262 today, and I could probably squat a Volkswagen Bug over the top of my head.
And you play football, too. See, I don't do any of that shit. And when
I don't want to be presumed as, like, presumed as presumptuous. Is that even functional?
What does that even mean?
I don't know, but right? I mean, I'm just some fucking hippie, and I happen to like football. And
I wasn't saying anything about like you're a dumb meathead or anything.
I'm
that
scarred.
Was
it's
episode.
The locker room. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Cool. Like that's cool.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I it's cool, but do you get like just deep inside your thoughts when you're doing this? Like, I'll close my eyes and walk because I know this route by fucking heart. And people look at me and my eyes are closed.
I need to comment to your listeners actually
please.
Because. We discussed how I was going to quit, and then I chose not to. And you want to know what the kicker was for me?
Right? Please.
The kicker was I was thinking about how I was going to train this poor individual, right? And I realized I haven't looked at a map book in 3 months.
Yeah, dude, totally.
Yeah, right? Having to tell this person the route.
Well,
right.
Like, I had to train Jesse before I went on this cruise because, you know, there's no one to cover shit when we're sick. Like, if he's sick, I cover it after I do my shit. If I'm sick,
and I get
he
sick. Co-
yeah, and
yeah,
he
I don't
gets
have
sick.
Vacation like this.
I don't ever get sick. I'm immune
to it. Doesn't get vacation either, right?
Yeah, well, when you've been here a year, you will, fuck.
Hey, it's coming up.
Cheers, fuckface. Cheers. It is, almost.
Black Bush.
But so the best way I could come up with to train this kid was to just put him in the driver's seat and let him do it. Because if he's sitting riding bitch, he's on his phone texting, whatever. And I do the same thing. I do it while I'm driving. Fuck me. But so
but
I'm
you
like,
had the route memorized.
Exactly. Like when I first did it, I would wait till I stopped and then do it. Because then I'd have to look at the map and now where the fuck am I going next?
Right.
Except in town. But So I'm like, do you learn better from just sitting here watching, being on your phone or driving? And he's, you know, so I let him go.
He did good.
Yeah, that's what I heard from all the people today after. They're like, oh, how was your cruise?
That's cool.
It
I helped
awful.
Him a lot. And you know what made a difference?
Yeah, because he did call me quite a bit.
His
he's
gratitude,
like,
man. He was thankful. He was absolutely appreciative anytime I lifted a finger to help him.
Right.
And
because
that made
usually
me feel
no one
so
does.
Good, right? Yeah, because nobody does.
Yeah, when it's me there, I did all the I do all
we
that
all do
shit.
Our
that's
own
my
fucking job, and that's all we have the strength to do.
I happen to have more to do than you guys, but hey, that's fine.
I'm a salt guy.
I know.
Dude,
and I did that.
1,000 pounds of salt a day.
Yeah, well, that's about what I
animal.
Move.
That's all
you
I'm
move
saying.
A little more, but you're a lot bigger.
You're playing a sound effect.
Oh, God.
We're on the radio.
So, yeah, what I was going to say is that when I first started this job, I was like 200 pounds. And after working it for like even 6 months, I lost like 50 pounds.
Right.
I went from a 36-30 to a 34-30, and now I wear a 32-30, which means all of my first clothes don't fit at all. Belts on.
Went from a 42-inch waist to a 38.
Yeah, dude, belts on, you got to fold the pants over twice, and then it feels all weird, and then I don't wear underwear ever, so that feels kind of weird, having it folded over and shit.
We're bragging.
Hey.
How long have we been bragging?
8 minutes, 40 seconds.
Track? What the fuck are you here for?
I just told you.
I'm chilling.
I'm just playing.
And when you get a job,
you guys
Braden,
can see the time.
Yeah, you had the pipe. Hey, that's what I'm saying.
When you get a job,
true.
You'll be able to.
It's a private interview.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When you, I'm such an asshole.
What the fuck are we doing?
No, it's just I can't stand to hear it when I listen to a show and there's more than one person talking. Like, oh, when we're here in person, it's fine because we can differentiate. But when it's compressed to 128K fucking here, actually, it's 128K BPS, not just K. But when it's compressed and you're listening it in two speakers instead of three-dimensionally, like, you can't, all you hear is, it's like when you're in an airport and everyone's, you hear that low roar of the crowd. That's what it's like. So
you hear everyone talking, but you can't hear what they're saying.
I don't mean to be a dick, but I'm really picky about the audio. I take this show really seriously for a podcast. Like, I really take pride in how it sounds and stuff.
So I think what he's trying to say is that there's a headline that my cousin is directly related to.
Hold on. How we do it? Are you ready to do some news?
Let's do some news.
Awesome.
So yeah, this one's called?
Basically, this is like, I don't know if, this is like a story that we would normally do, but the cool thing about this one, well, I don't know if it's cool or not.
It is kind of cool.
Is it? Okay, so the fucking awesome thing about this is that the person in the story, the protagonist, as I would like to call it, is related to the salt guy here. So we get like this whole other point of view that we normally don't get, you know?
Right.
It was like what I was saying.
It's like we get to talk to a person who's related to one of these people in our stories.
Yeah, totally. Like I was saying that in a few episodes a while back, that how cool would it be to contact some of these people, like in stories that the person read about isn't the person that dies, and then just being like, what the fuck is wrong with you, you know?
Right, yeah.
Like, I mean, you're not the guy that did this, but you're a family member, so.
Yeah. It's close.
All right. So,
Do your headline. All right. I want to hear your headline.
You've heard the show enough times. You
this.
Know how this works. Okay,
I expect
such. This one is called Man Behind Idaho Murder-Suicide Was Mentally Ill. And they say that's genetic. So I'm just going to go ahead and start cracking jokes if you don't mind. All right. This is a
comedy show.
Comedy. Oh, God. Tragedy is the best comedy.
Yeah.
And you can quote me on that. Copyright. So this one comes out of Lenore, Idaho, wherever the fuck that is. A man who killed his mother's boyfriend and then himself was mentally ill. No shit. And I'm sorry. And had a violent past, Nez Perce Sheriff's Detective Kevin Massault said. Cody Allen Duar, 34, shot and wounded his mother, Kathleen Duar, and fatally shot Ralph Douglas Mack during Fight Friday before turning the gun on himself, according to the sheriff's office. Now, do you have anything so far?
I'm just so happy to be hearing this on your show.
I'm just here to do some news.
That's awesome. You're doing your deeds. Appreciated.
Did you put whiskey in this Coke?
No, okay. I did not.
Because if I drink that and there is, I will spit it all
over.
Which
is Black Bush. I deserve a bottle for this amount of promo.
Fucking right. Cody Duar is your cousin, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you related to Ralph Douglas Mack? He's got a separate last name, so he's the mother's boyfriend?
Yeah.
That's what it said, man.
Whoa.
He killed his mother's boyfriend.
Wait, hit that.
Fuck you.
You've been reading it, I guess. I thought you were a ninja.
Well,
or a mind reader.
I am those things. Right. Yeah. Okay, so why do they say right off the bat, other than the obvious murder-suicide, that he's mentally ill? Has he had a background of mental illness?
There's a history to this, and I think it would take a story.
Hey, lay it on me.
Well, this is a man that helped to invent LSD, really. I mean,
really?
He graduated from the University of Montana with a chemistry major.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a genius. This was a man amongst his times that was mixed in so much turmoil that he spoiled his brain with the luxury of fantasy.
So, along with creating it, did he partake in it, or was he just like, he made it for research and watched people on it?
How would you define a product if you didn't understand such it was?
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
But do all product makers test their own products? Isn't that what test groups and studies and shit are for, especially something that alters your mind?
So then you'd be insinuating that the fact that it's illegal has led to its abuse.
No, I'm just saying that would be fucking crazy to create a mind-changing substance and then try it. Yeah, we have a phone call.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Well,
hold on.
You should put it on speakerphone.
Hello. Yes?
We're getting a speakerphone.
Hey,
here.
What's up?
We better fucking get a speakerphone. No, I'm getting a fucking goddamn interview, and I demand speakerphone. I am on your show. Oh,
who was that?
He pushed out.
That was a
what's
friend of mine.
What's the name of that other show?
What show?
Keith and the girl?
Keith and the girl.
Oh.
The cruise I went on.
I bet they would have put it on speakerphone.
Yeah, they probably would have. But then again, Keith and the girl don't have friends calling while they're doing shows asking for
pop. They do. They just have their
Nice. Yeah, right? They don't bring it out. Well, they probably also...
That would have been really cool if you actually put that on speaker.
I would have expected
that.
I mean, I'm only on the show once. It's not like I get the luxury of my cousin killing his family twice.
I am very sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Yeah. How fucking rude.
Well, I didn't silence my phone because I was
fucking rude. I'm an
asshole.
Tears
in a fucking bucket. Fuck it.
I'm an asshole, and I apologize. I apologize. Okay. So, did you personally ever test out your cousin's LSD? Did you know he was doing this before this happened?
I tested out his bear spray.
He also made bear spray?
In Glacier National Park, actually, it was against counter-assault.
Really? Yeah. So, I don't know if any listeners, except for the local ones, know. Glacier Park is, like, our big
international attraction. Probably going to start some shit here.
Do it.
Because in Glacier National Park, the government has contracted counter-assault to be their bear spray.
Okay.
My cousin invented...
And what this is like when you're out here in this park, it's a huge amount of wilderness. It goes between Montana and Canada, right? Glacier International. Okay, sorry.
And there's bears and they kill you.
Yeah.
Now imagine these crazy people that expect bears to be killed.
Right.
And I know he was going to tell you about the wilderness, but this will really encapture it for you. There's bears that are... Ooh, he's whistling. That makes it even more creepy. There's bears that will smell you and come to kill you because you smell like pepperoni.
Right. They smell your food. They have scent picking upper things like dogs. Holy shit.
Did you know that capsicum smells like pepperoni?
Capsicum? What is that?
The main ingredient in counter assault.
Oh, word. It's like pepper spray on steroids, crack, and probably PCP, right?
Did you also know that when you sprayed it, bears came within 15 miles to investigate the smell?
Are you serious?
And how many stupid campers think that it's wise to spray that on a fucking tree?
Because I see this shit still, like, everywhere, in stores all over the place, and people buy it, especially the tourists.
Counter-Assault paid him, I think, $2.3 billion for that recipe. Why do you think that was done?
I don't know, but us local folk, we have guns and shit. Like, when we go up into the woods, we bring guns, because if a bear comes, I'm going to kill it if it comes at me.
Right.
If I try and pet it and it takes a swipe at me, I'm... 1, 2, 3 drawn on its ass.
No fucking with the bear spray.
No, fuck that shit.
This thing's gonna be dead.
That's like fucking a girl macing a rapist. It's like, now my eyes hurt, I'm still gonna fuck you. You know, it's like, okay, well, here's a gun, now you're dead.
Left ear, right eye.
Exactly. That is a sweet pearl necklace. So, wow.
Can
so
I get a pearl necklace?
Is it seriously that ingredient in this counter assault attracts bears?
Yeah, I actually helped test bears in Glacier Park, which would probably get me prosecuted.
Why do they do that? Like, do they know that? Is it studied and like, here are the results?
If they didn't know that, would it be worth $2.3 billion?
Wow. That is a fucking fucked up conspiracy, dude. Holy shit. Yeah. So your cousin created this other kind of bear spray? Or
called Bear Paws.
Okay, bear paws. Yeah. And I've never seen that around here.
Well, it's here because Counter Assault bought it for 2.3. You may not get the word that you deserve.
That's where the money came from. They didn't just give it to him and be like, shh. They were like, we're going to legally buy your product.
Right.
Here's the money. Yeah. We own the rights to
my
it.
My cousin owns the ingredient.
Okay.
Which is why he also made LSD.
Right, that's what I was afraid was going to happen. Just watch the cord. So that's fucking crazy. And this is an ongoing thing now.
Well,
you know what this reminds me of? Did you read about that scientist and the whole anthrax thing, and then he ended up killing himself?
Oh, yeah, that's that's a whole conspiracy, because they kind of think maybe he didn't really do it.
That kind of sounds like what happened here. Oh, is that your phone? Oh, since you guys didn't pressure me too much to put mine on speakerphone.
They probably can't even hear it.
I'm just going to let that go.
Our grateful listening public.
Okay.
Oh, they're expecting speakerphone.
No, it's cool. You didn't pressure me. I'm going to let that one go. Just turn it off. So did you read about that? Like, he got blamed now all of a sudden for being the one that made the anthrax and sent it. Okay, well, it sounds just like this. And then he killed himself, supposedly. Well, I'm sure he did.
The difference is that my cousin's delusions were founded in fact. I helped him bait the bears right. in Glacier Park, which was disputed because, did you know that Alaskan bears were different than Montana bears?
What?
Yeah.
Is that like Alaskan pussy is different
well,
from Montana?
Well, you'd think that there was no difference, but nonetheless. They
yeah, bears are bears, right?
Pussy's pussy.
Bears. Right. Yeah, pussy's
and
pussy.
Hey, bear pussy is good stuff.
Right. So, and we didn't so much as bait bears as we just sprayed. Ooh, there goes a bell. I don't even know what that means.
That's the bell from The Office.
At least it's not the scale, right?
Huh?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have one. I didn't have money at the time.
And that never got used, you said.
Yeah, it just sat there under a bunch of shit, so I grabbed it. And no one said anything yet, and I've mentioned that one other
and
time on the show.
And that's been here for like 4 or 5 months.
I'm the salt guy, so I'm cool.
Well, that's cool, because our boss says he listens every now and then. So
really?
I'm just saying, that's yes. all we're going to say about that.
So did you know my cousin shot his family?
Right. And himself.
And himself.
Please continue. Or do you want me to read a little more?
Feel free.
So his mental... Hold on. His mental illness was due to the paranoia caused by this whole thing, or did he have problems, from your point of view?
Well, the fucked up part is, he saw the people come out of Waco as melted. It's Waco, Texas.
Way back when we
way
ain't coming
back
out.
When Waco, Texas. He
really?
Saw the people come out of the building.
Did he live there?
As melted. No, his dealings in LSD led him to such delusions, I'm sure. But aside from the fact, he did see that their scarring was made from a melt, not a burn.
So he saw them, like, in person or on the TV? Or melting, like, because he was tripping on acid?
I'm sure it was through research, so it had
okay.
to have been from a
oh,
television.
Pictures and shit, video. Okay, I get it. I thought he was, like, there in person. Like, he
no.
was running out, and he looked over, and he's like,
no.
wow, you're melted, too. Holy shit.
No.
Okay.
And he saw that they were melted.
Which
that,
would say that, yeah, it
right.
was caused by
that
something.
We caused it from our mace, which he had previously experimented with and understood its principles. And that led him to his delusions of just insanity.
Wow.
And, like I said, $2.3 billion pays for a lot of drugs and alcohol, doesn't it?
Mm. Urban cougar syndrome.
Urban cougar.
You get your divorce, you take half or all if you're
but
a fucking...
But he wasn't even yet married.
Excuse my face. If you take... I'm saying, like, when they do
like
that,
such.
Then they go get fucked up on Xanax and Vicodin and
right.
then drink at bars.
Except for this was meth. And
look like the Crypt Keeper.
$50,000 a year in alcohol.
Hit on one of our friends on the cruise and get fucking... I don't know.
So it's something look about like the... some powder and he stabbed somebody.
Amazing.
And he went to an asylum. And then chose to kill his family.
All right. Well, Cody Dwyer had a history of severe mental illness, Messel told the Lewiston Tribune, and was hospitalized from fall 03 until the end of 07 after he was charged with attempted murder and burglary in Humboldt County, California. So that's that thing you just said over some fucking meth or powder, whatever the fuck. Stabbed a guy and...
To be honest to your public, I've never actually read this article, so I have no clue.
Nice. That's how we do some news.
That's
we don't
how
really
we
read the articles. This
yeah.
is our initial reaction.
Don't get prepared.
No, fuck that. That takes away from the whole entropy chaos yeah. point of view.
And we're lazy.
That, too. That
we just don't want to, like,
that
practice
it. Okay, let's see. Prosecutors declined to pursue the charges because of Dwyer's mental illness, Messel said. And California law enforcement agencies labeled Dwyer as someone who was, quote, extremely schizophrenic and paranoid with manic depression, which a lot of conspiracy people that get way into it, they start getting those delusions and those, you know, schizophrenia, what's the fucking word? I don't fucking know. Tendencies.
Right.
Right.
From the drugs.
Right. Well, yeah. Or because there's some brain chemistry not going where it should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, but
right.
because of the drug.
Possibly. Or
most
just because
likely.
You're born that way.
Yeah.
But probably the drugs.
Probably
if,
the drugs
if you're
did
born
not
that
help.
Way, aren't you more inclined to do so because of the drug?
Yeah.
That
or
too.
You do the drug because it helps that. And right. then you don't do the drug anymore. And then it goes way to the other side. And then you flip out.
And then you flip out.
Right. Dwyer was in a supervised outpatient clinic program in Eureka, California. You ever watch Eureka?
Yes.
Awesome TV
I
show.
Love
you ever watch
show.
That?
No.
Sci-fi channel?
Yeah.
If? You know what I mean. You know what I mean. I love that shit.
Sit
it's
if.
An awesome show. You should watch it sometime.
It's pretty funny.
Let's see. Where are we? Eureka, California. Wow, I didn't get very far.
There's a Eureka, Montana.
Is there?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like 50 miles away.
There, do you remember Eureka's Castle? Nickelodeon?
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
It was like a puppet show, and Eureka was like this wizard with horns. And
really?
I vaguely remember. Huh?
I don't remember the wizard.
Really?
No.
Wasn't that the girly? That was the thing? No? I was a little kid when that was out, so I don't know. Wow. Awesome. But he left, and an arrest warrant was issued for him. About 2 weeks ago, Dwyer started paying sporadic visits to his mother at her home near Lenoir, Massault said. Each time Kathleen Dwyer urged her son to report for mental health care, it's like, you're crazy. Let's go. He's like, nuh-uh. I'm serious.
I'm good. I don't need these meds.
You think, though, if she thought he was crazy, he would have just dosed her coffee, and now he's like, now who's crazy, bitch? And then fucking shot her.
I bet he was sane until something flipped.
Yeah, that one misfire, and it's all over.
So the story is, and I don't know if it even says that in there.
Oh, it just says she. Hold on, she.
Well, I'm going to tell you what drove him over the edge.
Okay, well, let me finish the sentence. She urged her son to report for mental health care, though she did not know about the warrant. So she knew he was nuts, but she didn't know he had a warrant out for his arrest.
So okay, my cousin was so brilliant and so lost in his own delusions of craziness that he denounced his United States citizenship and purchased property in Brazil. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
And wait,
so no one knew about
thing
that.
On here.
No one knew about
what
that.
What flipped him over the lid.
Right.
Was, I guess, this is through family, but who's to say, really? His girlfriend broke up with him. Now, his girlfriend...
Recently? Like, before this happened, obviously.
This is what flipped his lid, I guess.
Okay, gotcha.
She lived in China.
His girlfriend?
Yeah.
Did he ever meet her in real life?
There is no telling. This is family hearsay.
Because I got a friend that's just kind of like
right.
that.
It's family hearsay.
Mr. Really. I'm funny leaving funny...
I mean,
funny.
Family hearsay is pretty good. I mean, it's just my mom's sister.
Well, my friend told me this. Mr. Funny leaving funny comments on our Picasso captions.
All of them?
Most of them.
See,
no,
that
he
a
called
bit anal, don't you think? I mean, really, to go that extreme
no,
over your own picture? How much does he like your picture?
A lot, but it's funny. It's
he's
a little,
bored,
it's
maybe.
A game, yeah,
something
he
to do.
It's a game we like to play.
Yeah. I play games with your pictures, too.
But no, he's like, tell me about this girl. And then he's like, yeah, well, I got a girl in China. I was like, well, have you ever met her? Because I met this girl. And he's like... No.
Is she in Argentina?
Are you sure it's a girl or a spam bot is what I think.
Or a transvestite.
Or another dude.
It's
and then,
Frank and Los Oberales.
And then he's like, hey, this is way funner looking at pictures now that I know you can leave captions. And then we kind of turned it into a little caption contest.
Remember that day we realized how to upload a picture?
Yes.
Whoa.
Picture.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That was a good day, wasn't it?
Okay.
Which one did you choose?
Oh, man.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Do you remember downloading porn from, like, 12 fucking 600K BBS sites?
No.
Like, the GIF would load, but it'd be in, like, 8.
What are you
8.
Talking about?
Hold on. People
what?
Know what I'm talking about, Guy.
No, nobody knows.
Okay, well, actually, what happened, the GIF would load in, like, 8-bit color, and then it wouldn't load at once and then come in. It would load, like, line by line. So you're like... trying to jack off your penis, and then it's loading, like, line by line,
loading.
And it's just, it's very difficult to erect and then reach a climax.
Cha-ching!
Oh,
I hate
That's
nerds.
All for Black Bush. Bush Mills.
Keith hates
Where's
nerds.
My fucking
all...
bottle?
Where is that? It's between your legs. I'm not even joking, but I'll ding that.
Ding that, motherfucker.
Okay, quote, it's part of mental illness. He was very paranoid. He had delusions. People were watching him and spying on him, he said.
Wonder why.
Do you think these are... founded delusions here, well-founded, and
I think,
do.
Yeah, I
yeah.
probably agree.
That's,
from
yeah.
what you've told
I
me, it
that,
sounds like it.
Unless you are told,
suspicions.
Unless you are totally making this up just to fuck with us,
right?
No,
this
unless
is serious.
It's that.
Look at me.
No.
This is serious.
I swear to God, and
he's
I love
fucking
God.
Serious.
He's
so
actually, he's not my brother. He's way better than that.
We won't fault you for
brother,
that. But
right?
That's all right. So that's crazy. This like I'm not like making up fucking story
right.
sentences like I do sometimes. If I would have been like he had delusions. illusions people were watching him and spying on him. But it's not. This is
really weird. Yeah.
This I really read
Park
that.
Glacier Park and every state and national organization in this entire country.
Are we gonna get
is contracted to counter assault?
Are we gonna get killed for doing this?
Are we gonna get spied on?
Well, it's not live right now.
Really,
so we'll,
what are they gonna do about some fucking salt guy? Really?
Right? We're huge. I'll crush
salt.
You.
But that's a true fact. He was,
I will
his
crush
delusions
them.
Were grounded in fact, but nonetheless, they were delusions, and it led him to killing people.
Right. I would.
Yeah. What's
I
the
will,
name of that law?
Keith's Law.
Keith's Law.
You
what a
fuck
time
up.
To bring that up.
Boom, you're dead. So
boom, you're dead.
He took that to a whole nother level.
He took the law in his own hands.
But the
right,
problem
because
is they were just hippies. They didn't understand.
These people were spying on him. He's like, that's mean.
No,
be
he
nice.
Loved them.
Boom,
he thought
you're
that he
dead.
Tortured them with his own inspiration, and as a result, they must all die.
Yeah,
what?
That
what
makes sense.
What insane's world does that make sense?
In our podcast internet world where Boom You're Dead reigns supreme and I will run for vice president.
You should have listened to your fucking show a little bit longer.
What?
Yeah.
Wish you would have?
Wish he would have.
Oh, yeah. Did he listen?
No, but he would have realized that there were people that empathized with his dramatic, extreme way of perceiving life. And through that, he might have survived.
It's like, dude, I want to kill people all fucking day.
You're
but
doing
because,
the world a fucking favor
because
through inspiration.
Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I can come here and read about other people
and you
killing
can also
people.
Join in on us with that.
Right.
So you won't have to go out there and want
exactly.
to kill people.
Exactly.
Bushmills.
So if you guys, this is good for you. Let's cool it on the marketing.
I'm sipping on that,
motherfucker. No, not
right?
that.
I'm
just
saying.
Right?
But we might get some bottles.
If they
out
want
of
us
right?
to
what
talk
if we get
about
a whole
him,
case, motherfucker.
I need that first, though.
We need that money to
be like, you already talked about it. Thanks.
Yeah,
but
we're not
going to
pay
do,
you now.
Hold on, we could do this in every show.
Yeah,
that's all. Pay us money. Don't stomp unless you want the neighbor up here. Because I do
read
not.
The rest of the fucking story.
Investigators are still trying to determine exactly how the shootings occurred, but believe it began when Dwyer approached his mother and filed a single shot. Do you file shots?
Thought he killed her.
It says filed. Wow.
How do you think
this is the wrong story?
Then...
with a filing cabinet? No. And fired. It seriously says filed, but okay. And fired a single shot at her head with a Taurus 44 caliber mag handgun. Taurus makes good stuff. I like Taurus. The bullet went through a hat she was wearing but missed her. Lucky for her. Both Kathleen Dwyer and Mac tried to disarm Cody Dwyer, but during the scuffle, she was shot in the arm, and Mac was reportedly shot twice in the chest. Boom, 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 you're dead. But they didn't do anything, did they? They were just, they got, like, he just walked in because he kind of snapped.
Man.
No, this was his parents.
The only sadness about this entire event is the love that those two shared for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah,
his
and
mom and his
beauty.
and her boyfriend.
Imagine finding the person that you feel most extreme for.
Yeah,
and loving her for 20 years,
and then she, and then or 20 hours, and then finding out she lives like 18 billion miles away. That's I can relate.
Like Argentina, 3
yeah.
days ago.
Right, that's weird. Did you listen to that?
I did.
Nice. holy shit. Kathleen Dwyer managed to break away and run to a nearby home to call police. Sometime after the scuffle, Cody Dwyer shot himself in the head with a 7mm short magnum rifle. Wow, dude. That's fucking brutal.
And that, I'd be nodding, but you can't hear it.
Yeah, well, he was nodding in agreement. That is brutal. Yeah. We agree? You agree, Braden?
Totally.
All right. Cody Dwyer had gotten the guns by breaking into a room in Mac and Kathleen Dwyer's home, according to the sheriff's department. So this kind of adds one more to the statistic of most home shootings happen with their own guns, like the homeowner's own weapon.
Yeah.
That's, bang, you're dead.
That kind of
the
sucks.
Person doesn't
boom,
shoot them
dead.
With their
boom,
own personal
dead.
Gun.
Right.
It's who they live
banging,
with.
Banging, you're dead. I guess, yeah, because banging is kind of fun.
And then
yeah.
it can kill you also. Sex has killed more people than marijuana. Add that
true.
To the list.
I bet it has.
Add that to the list. I know it has.
And
I mean, not like personally, but I know it has. There's
I wonder, did we put on our website how many people get killed by guns
let's
in a year?
Let's talk more
and
about the black
illegal?
Gay guy.
What black gay
oh,
guy?
Oh, Newsy?
The black gay guy.
Newsy?
Because really?
Newsy's cool.
I had some empathy for the black gay guy.
He's got
I mean,
some,
really?
He's good
I don't know whether it's racist for you know, feeling empathy.
racist because you only get one. You
That's
can't be black.
All I know about him is he's black and gay, and I kind of feel sorry for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, you can't be
Not
black.
Because he's black and gay. Because
that'd be
because
hard.
Because you're bringing it up that he's black and gay.
Well, that was like our own little inside joke.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like inside when, anymore. Like, it's out. You opened up Pandora, and she's fucking the shit out of you.
And she's black and gay.
Right. Yeah, no, it's Bush. Bush Mills.
Oh, Bush
Mills.
Black Bush.
Bottle.
Oh, my God. God. Am I hallucinating? Okay, but when we were at Hooters, he was like, hey, Matt. Yeah, for the pre-show meetup. And he's like, hey, Matt, or hey, Haz. That's everyone calls you your forum names. Hey, Haz, guess what I ordered? And I'm like, the chicken and watermelon? And he's like, yeah, because I'm black, but I'm also gay, and I'm at Hooters. Like, all fucking, all the whole trip, dude, back and forth like that.
He seriously did that?
And he hated me because of the show, because of how I pushed it. And he was like, yeah, he's like, dude, I wanted to hate you. Like, I said this on the cruise show, but you're cool in person. I was like, yeah, I hated you too, but you're fucking cool. Don't touch my asshole.
Don't touch my asshole.
He had a crush on Odie.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that
he
is...
sold. Yeah, you sold pictures of Odie to him. Well, naked pictures.
I didn't.
Odie.
Is
that your cat?
I gave them to him.
Oh, okay.
There was no money transfer.
Getting so awkward.
Right?
Is it? No, that's my cat. Somewhere.
Ching.
Ever since, though, I have to say, ever since I got back from the trip and I got my kitty back, because this cat had only been in a house with, like, its own sister, it never really got its ass kicked, her ass kicked by other cats. So at my friend's house where the cat was, she has two cats, and she got chased around and beat up. So now, every night before I go to bed and I'm on the computer or whatever, she's not running laps around the fucking house and doing like 360 rodeos off the fucking couch and onto the floor and all that shit. She just chills. So thank you for that, Alana. Appreciate it. Okay.
So much appreciation.
Back to the story, or did you have more about the gay black guy to talk about?
You know what? I'm just so amazed that somebody so amazingly...
beautiful? You're beautiful, Newsy.
You would think
is that weird?
But it's beyond beautiful. It's just so fucking crazy, right?
Yeah. It's kind of not ironic, but it's kind of greedy, you know? It's like you're black, but then you get the whole gay thing, the whole that, not like the butt sex, but like the sympathy or the attention. Not I don't know what I'm trying to say.
The only thing I can
me.
Remember is this man
don't
used to pull a string
me.
And the door upstairs used to close. That's it.
Really?
It was a ghost.
Back to your cousin, not the
right,
gay black
not
guy.
The gay black
right.
Guy.
Okay, we're done with that.
What?
We love
How
you,
How did
Newsy.
We even get back to that? Like, I was
I
back
brought
to the conversation
I just had
without
to...
even knowing. Like, I skipped a jump and a beat, and now we're back to where I want to be.
That's how smooth my segues are.
Ooh, cha-ching.
Bam.
This is how
Bam,
the show
shalaka-laka.
Is.
Cody Dwyer had gotten the guns. Quote, his mother gave a very brave fight trying to get the gun away from him, Messalt said. Way to go.
Oh,
and that
imagine
was the end.
That, though.
That was the end of the story. So they end it with, well, at least his mother... Are those sirens?
Yes,
those sirens.
Are they coming here?
I hope not.
I sure
think it's an
the
ambulance.
The question is this.
I sure fucking
How
hope
do you
not.
Plan your husband's funeral and your son that killed him at the same time?
So she's still alive, right? She only got shot once in the arm.
She got shot in the arm. She has nerve damage, but aside from
so
that, I guess she's fine.
She has to plan her son's and her boyfriend's funeral all because of some fucking
Damn,
conspiracy-founded... theory.
Pretty much.
Because of a bear spray he created and got paid for.
Pretty much.
That is crazy shit. Sorry. That it was stuck like right between here
like
and
a
here.
Frog. He had
and I couldn't
throat.
Say anything else until that removed itself. So that's fucked up, dude.
I know. Finish your fucking show already.
That was it. That was that story. Are
that's
we gonna read more?
Show?
Do you wanna do more stories?
That's the whole thing. Let's cut the fucker.
I got more stories.
Let's cut it.
All right. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
We already cut it, dude.
No, we didn't, because we're
we
still going, because I have to end the show now.
I already cut it.
There's a protocol that must be followed when
I
end the show.
I didn't really cut it.
I'm just saying, we could do a special hour show. I give a fuck. But I'm saying, if we wanted this to...
I'm following you, really. I don't mean to insult.
Well, let's just keep it at that, and then we'll just chill, because I haven't been drinking or nothing, so...
I have.
Yeah, there's your special Saturday show, 40 minutes. Hope you enjoyed it. If you guys want to know what to do, listen to the actual Friday show, because I'm not going to repeat it all.
Yeah.
And if I didn't do justice to explain it the first time, I'd be happy to do it a second.
Happy. When you get drunk, your Irish accent comes out.
Ooh,
I love it.
Let me tell you this story about something.
Let's. Oh wow. All right. All right. We will talk to you guys more.